Hello, teachers. We're in Psalm 139, 1 to 4, and then 7 to 16. This is session 12 in our 14-week, actually, study. Usually they're 13. This year they're 14 in this quarter. 14-week study in the book of Psalms. And this is also a really well-known psalm. Psalm 139 is really incredible. And the psalmist is talking about his relationship to God, and he's talking about God's attributes in a sense, but making those attributes very personal to himself. The character and power and attributes of God do impact us individually. That's what we see here in this particular text, and that's what we're going to bring out in this particular lesson. And so the objective statement, every believer can grow in understanding God's greatness. And I would put in there almost in parentheses, personally, by recognizing these three divine attributes of God. The first attribute is we see is knowledge. And that's in verses 1 to 4. Here, really, the knowledge is speaking about knowledge of who we are. The psalmist is obviously talking about himself, but we could say this about ourselves too. In Psalm 139, verse 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Interestingly, there's a positive way of thinking about this and then a negative way of thinking about it. In the one hand, David, the psalmist, is saying, you know everything about me. You know me from top to bottom and inside out. You have searched me. You know me. You literally know where I go, my downsitting, my uprising. You know what I think. You understand my thoughts afar off. You compass my path and my lying down. You see me at all times. You know where I'm at and what I'm doing, where I'm at. I'm acquainted with all my ways. There's not even things I say, but you know all of it altogether, meaning he knows what I said. He knows the content of what I said. He knows the motivation as to why I said it. You know who I said it to. And in a way, that's a good thing because, man, if I'm doing right, then God, that's good. But, man, it's also kind of a scary thing. He knows everything about me. The good news is he still loves me, but he definitely knows everything about me. Incredible. So there's this personal relationship here to the attribute of God's knowledge. God is great because he knows everything. Number two, God is great because of his presence. You see in verse 7 some great questions. Where shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. I can't go anywhere where you're not there. Verse 9, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me and thy right hand shall hold me. Man, that's encouraging. He's, no matter where you go, God is there, able to lead, able to protect. Verse 11, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and light are both alike to thee. You know what he's saying? God's not where we are dependent on light to be able to do what we need to do. We're dependent on some outside force to be able to live. God is not. God can do whatever he wants, not dependent on anything else. And so he's with us. Man, that's an encouraging thing, isn't it? He is with us. It's connected to his knowledge. The theological term for that is omnipresent. He's always present, everywhere present. And so we know that God's great because of his presence. We see number three, his power. Here we're talking about creative power, and literally that our reason for being, our ability to be, came from him because he He made us, he sustains us. You see that in verses 13 to 16. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. It is not wrong and very wise, I think, to say that you have a child here in a womb. You have David identifying his pre-born life as himself. And he says, God knew me even there. And he says, actually, it's there that I was made. I will praise thee, he says, because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret in the womb, right? Curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eye did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet they were there was none of them. Interestingly, we found in the last few years this idea of DNA coding and how that everything that is about us is actually written in a coded form in our cells. Is that what this is referring to? Maybe it's. Here's the point. God created that. The information that it took for us to be written, to be made, God made it. And so God has incredible power. He is intelligent. He knows everything. He is everywhere. And he has the power to make us. So, man, God's a great God. And we ought to do what David did here. And that's praise him because of his greatness, his knowledge, his presence, and his power. I hope you have a great week, and I hope this helped you a lot.